Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 29th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 70 years ago, today, in 1954, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, whose television show Seinfeld was a landmark of American pop culture in the late 20th century, was born in Brooklyn, New York. Happy birthday, Jerry. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect steep-angled, playful northwest swell mix Monday and Tuesday, with waist-to-stomach-high waves at decent spots and chest-to-head-high waves at focal points. Mornings offer the best conditions with weak offshore to light and variable wind. The northwest swell trends down through the second half of the week, and modest new southwest or south-southwest swell moves in later and into the weekend with most breaks below waist-high, but a few chest-high sets at South County focal points. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 2 to 4 feet until 10. Then mostly fair until sunset. Things are looking up. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1 foot outgoing tide when the south swell is 4 feet at 9 seconds and the onshore wind is just about zero. The first high tide Monday will be 5 feet just after midnight with a 0 foot low tide at 8:30 in the morning. Rare day for tides. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:29, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:01. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 70 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds with a low around 55. Looking ahead in the weather. This week starts with patchy fog Tuesday morning, then turns mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees and breezy southerly wind. Patchy fog is possible again Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, followed by mostly sunny skies and a high near 69 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday will be sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's new initiative, known as Far South Border North, features an interactive map that guides the public to over 70 local art projects. This tool, searchable by zip code, enhances accessibility to diverse artworks that reflect community issues and narratives. Projects like I Am San Diego and Connected Voices highlight local diversity and the impacts of COVID-19 using student and multimedia artworks. Pioneering Justice explores the rich stories of senior citizens and historical figures through art and quilt making. Funded partly by a significant grant from the California Arts Council, this program exemplifies how the arts can drive social change and community engagement. Now on to sports. In Sunday's NBA playoff action, the New York Knicks tightened their grip on the series against the Philadelphia 76ers with a 97-92 victory, taking a 3-1 lead. The Knicks' defense shone, particularly in the fourth quarter, where strategic adjustments and relentless efforts stymied the Sixers. Meanwhile, the LA Clippers equalized their series with the Dallas Mavericks at 2-2 after a dramatic 116-111 win. Despite Dallas nearly overcoming a 31-point deficit, Clippers stars Paul George and James Harden clutched pivotal points late in the game to secure the victory. Both series have showcased intense competition and pivotal performances as teams vie for advancement. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home lost to the Phillies 8-6. And the Clippers on the road beat the Mavericks 116-111. That series is now even at 2 games apiece. Tonight, the Padres are staying at home to take on the Reds. And the Lakers are on the road in Denver trying to avoid elimination from the playoffs. In top news, Mexico's manufacturing sector is gaining momentum as companies seek alternatives to Chinese supply chains. This strategy, known as nearshoring, involves relocating production closer to the United States to enhance supply chain resilience amidst geopolitical uncertainties. Notably, Mexico has surpassed China as the top U.S. exporter, a shift driven by factors such as lower labor costs and geographic proximity. Additionally, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement enhances trade efficiency across North America. However, there are complexities, such as potential tariff circumvention by Chinese companies using Mexico as a transshipment point to the U.S. Despite these challenges, the move towards Mexican manufacturing is creating significant opportunities for long-term economic growth in regions like Monterrey, signaling a robust future for the sector. In business news, the price of Bitcoin saw a decline following a decision by the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, known as the DTCC, to not accept cryptocurrency-linked ETFs as collateral or extend loans against them, starting April 30th, 2024. This ruling impacts the financial stability and credit assessment of these ETFs within the clearing and settlement services provided by the DTCC. Despite this, the broader impact on the market may be minimal, as individual brokerage firms can still invest as they please, based on their risk preferences. This decision comes even as the Bitcoin exchange-trade funds in the U.S. have seen a surge in institutional interest, amassing over $12 billion in assets under management in only a few months. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $63,000. Ethereum is $3,200. And Solana is $136. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is reportedly intensifying discussions with OpenAI about integrating chatbot technology into iOS 18, according to Bloomberg. This news comes as Apple also explores other potential partnerships, including one with Google for its Gemini technology. These talks are part of a broader initiative by Apple to enhance the AI capabilities of its devices possibly including upgrades to Siri that would improve its contextual understanding capabilities. The outcomes of these discussions might be unveiled at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in June, where AI is expected to be a major theme. And in entertainment news, Dune, Part 2, and Godzilla vs. Kong, both Warner Brothers collaborations with Legendary Entertainment, have hit significant box office milestones. Dune has amassed $700 million globally, with $422 million from overseas and $278 million domestically. Meanwhile, Godzilla vs. Kong has achieved a worldwide total of $504 million, with $324 million from international markets and $176 million domestically. These successes contribute to Warner Brothers' strong performance this year, leading the studio to a total of just under $2 billion in global receipts at a market-leading position. Upcoming releases include Furiosa, A Mad Max Saga, and sequels to Barbie, and Beetlejuice. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Jerry's birthday, our quote comes from the great comedian and creator of one of the best sitcoms of all time. And Seinfeld said, "Dogs are the leaders of the planet. If you see two life forms, one of them's making a poop and the other one's carrying it for him, who would you assume is in charge?" And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.